Okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to this five
Dog.
well May 13th special well not special but edition of the East Coast Bros with my brother Nate out there. Nate, say hello.
Hello, people.
Hey,
back.
We're on here.
I missed you last week, brother. I did.
I know, I'm sorry about that. That was my fault.
Oh, good.
I don't know what that was doing.
Oh,
Yeah,
wait.
things were just crazy in my life, but
I got you.
But yeah, but before you talk, Nate, I know you want to tell us something about, you were just saying you were doing something, but I don't know what's going on with Tim. Like, is he okay? Is he mad at us something? He doesn't get back to us? I don't know what's happening. I hope it's okay. I hope we didn't do anything to make him mad.
You know how Tim is, so
yeah, I
he doesn't.
guess.
He's very what is he called? Seclusive?
Introvert? Introverted?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm the same way in a way, sometimes. Sometimes.
I don't know, bro. You and me are a lot alike. We're extroverts, dude. We're
but
like,
but let me ask you this. Do you like to travel?
No.
Like,
no.
Neither. I like, if I take a vacation, I'd rather stay home and chill.
Yeah, me too.
Whereas me too. Michelle would wants to, so we go to Vegas,
yep.
What, a couple weeks ago? And then as soon as we get back, she's talking about going to, what is it? Cancun. I'm like, no. Don't be bringing that shit up.
That's great, dude. That's great.
But
yeah. Well, we're going away to Florida next week, so we are going away for a couple of days.
Are you a stupid question? Are you flying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out, dude. I think I've asked about 30 I've asked 30 people for Xanax and now I've got like a whole thing of Xanax. I'm just going to take the whole pot bottle to fly on the plane.
Don't say that around Tim. That we,
oh,
we could
sorry, 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 sorry. But I am drinking. I don't drink anymore. I'm 5 months and 13 days sober. So,
but why were you? Was it becoming a problem? Or
yes, it was becoming a problem. Yes,
because I'm drinking an awful lot lately.
Well, it was becoming a bottle, a big bottle of red wine every night, along with a half a bottle of vodka every night.
Oh, I'm not that bad yet.
No. No,
not yet.
No, my anxiety, everything was getting to me, and I was just trying to, like, you know how it is.
Yes.
Just trying to forget all of my problems, and I felt good for that short period of time.
Yes. Right.
I was going to conquer the world, but then go away. And when Anita started saying that I have a problem, and Brittany and Garrett started saying I have a problem, and not only them, but I remember it was mommy too, because I don't know. Did you tell me? Somebody told me that she, when I was down that one time last year, that she was saying how she was surprised how I was down in like a bottle of wine, like in an hour. So
no, she didn't say, not to me.
I thought she said it to somebody. Maybe
somebody. We did. We were drinking, but it was Ben's like death date. Of course, we're drowning.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it was bad. But then, yeah, but even on your front porch, dude, it was bad, dude. I even
said that was fun.
It was fun. It was fun, but that was bad, dude.
We crushed it.
I did. We did crush it. We did crush it.
You know, our cousin Carla was here. You know,
yes.
I didn't realize this, but she was hiding the bottle of Jameson because me and you were chugging right out of it.
That's what I'm saying. That's
and and then Michelle told me later on. She goes, she was hiding on a. I found it behind her leg.
Yeah.
I thought it was there, and I grabbed it. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying to you. And then, you know, and she actually, Carla actually had texted me and she said something to me. And she was like, because she saw me post something one time about being sober. She's like, oh, I'm sorry that I, you know, she was like, I'm sorry that I contributed to your drinking problem or whatever it was. And I said, you didn't contribute to it. I said, it's not your fault. I said,
right.
But like you said, though, I didn't realize that she was, yeah, that right. She was hiding from us.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you guys were pretty bad.
So yeah, we were. But that's the thing, though. Like, nobody put a gun to our heads and had us drink. That's,
that's
like,
what I say. That's
fault.
What I say. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, we did have a lot of fun, though. It was
fun.
We had a blast. It was a lot. Especially when you took that picture for that girl that texted Nate, that texted Garrett.
That was awesome. That's on the page.
Great. It is on the page. It was great. So Nate.
Yeah.
So Nate, yeah. So Nate, we got a lot to do tonight. So hey,
I know we always do.
So come on, tell us what was going on. Let's talk about our week real quick. But tell us what you were just doing. You were just doing something.
Well, you messaged me and you always message me and say Zoom. I'll be ready in a little bit. So whenever you say I'll be ready at 4:30, it's usually 5. So
yeah.
So I was walking Daisy. Then me and Michelle were digging up the front lawn to play grassy. Not not like a big patch, just certain patches and planting grass seed.
Gotcha.
But here's my thing, and here's where, and I'm glad I remembered this. Do you remember the word neurotic?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. Is that even a word? Because you, when Garrett was small, I hope Garrett listens. Does he listen?
I don't
does
know.
He listen to us?
I think he says he does.
Because when he was young, he was in karate class.
Yeah.
And Garrett was always a little bruiser. And I don't know if you remember, a kid spit on him in karate class. And he drove you nuts about telling the sensei. Make sure you tell Sensei George. I don't know what his name was.
Make sure you tell
Sensei George. He spit on me. He was driving, and you're like, Nate, this kid's friggin' neurotic. And I pick that word up, and I use it all the time.
Well,
I don't even know if it's a word.
No, it is a word. Just means that they just keep going and going. Yeah.
Well, Michelle's neurotic with the friggin' grass up front. She drives me nuts.
She's been neurotic about it, yeah.
Yeah, neurotic.
It very well could be a Pennsylvania word like Ana.
Maybe.
So I don't
Ana
know.
Or no.
Ana? Ana? I still say it. I still say Ana. And people don't get it. People still like look at me like, what's that mean? I'm like, it means like, just, I agree with you, Ana.
You're true. Matt, it's nice out, Ana.
I still say it. You're like, what the hell? Yeah.
That's awesome. Born and bred here.
Oh, man. So, Nate, let me ask you a question. So now that you're 50.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to say right now to all those people out there that with their crap all the time, that age is just a number, man, screw you. Because you know what? No, you know why? I understand that age is just a number.
Right.
But, Nate, I sit down for 10 minutes, and it takes me 30 minutes to get up.
Why? Why is that? Because do you get stiff?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Me too. I was, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. We're given... I'll talk about it now. We're giving dad. You know, daddy's 83, never had a freaking TV.
I know.
He's never had. So we have an extra TV, and he was talking about watching. Remember Frailty? Me, you, and him watch.
Love that movie. He loved that movie.
He goes, I watch it on my iPad. I'm like, and Michelle's like, when he left, he came yesterday to hang out, which is
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Tell you what, he's 83, man, but he does good. He actually got mad at me because I said, Dad, please be careful in the rain. He goes, who gives a shit about the rain? He didn't say shit. I'm like, what are you? You're 83.
Anyway.
So we have an extra TV and a DVD player.
Yeah.
So that's, and I sent you a picture, like all the Clint Eastwood movies, because he loves Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
Frailty, Passion of the Christ, I have for him.
Yep.
A couple other ones I think he'll like.
Yep. Bad the Ugly, the best movie of all time. The best movie ever. Yep.
Well, Gran Torino's up there. I love that.
Gran Torino's going too. That's another going, dude. Yeah.
But it was nice having, and we got pizza. It was nice having him down here. And I don't think we mentioned him enough. Because listen, growing up, I think he had it tough. Do we even know his father? Like his adopted father?
No.
Wasn't he a prick to him? Like, wasn't he?
I don't want to speak out of turn and get dad right. mad at me. I don't want to get him mad at me not like that because he's kind of tight-lipped about that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I think from stories that he's told me was that when he was, I think we all know that he was adopted, right? I'm not saying anything that we don't know.
Yeah, he was adopted, right?
Right. So I don't think he'd be upset with saying that, but I know many years ago. As a matter of fact, it was when Grandma and Grandpa lived at Morgan Manor. So we were really small kids.
Yeah.
And I remember one time saying to him, like, hey, Dad, like, don't you ever want to find out about your real, you know, your real parents? Like, I remember him like getting mad at me about it. Like, he didn't want to hear about it. Now, I think he's changed his mind over the years.
Yeah.
I think over the years, he has actually found some information.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, but we'll let him. I don't know if he, again. We can let him share that. Maybe if we'll have to ask him if we
even if he emails us. Yeah.
Maybe Dad, if you're listening, you said you gave him a Spotify account now.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
All right. Good. So I could. I don't have to email him anymore, Nate. I don't have to email it to him anymore.
What we had to do before was send him the link, and I don't know how he would listen to it, but now if you just text him.
Okay.
It goes right to the Spotify and opens right up a place.
Nice. Okay. Thank you. Good. Yeah. Thanks. That's awesome. Okay. Good. So maybe we can ask him if he's listening to us. Maybe we can ask him if he gives him permission to talk more about it. But yeah. But yeah. He didn't have an easy life. I know he had it hard. He joined the military. He joined the military to get away from it.
That's exactly. And
it wasn't. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know he didn't have it easy. He was, you know, he was a brawler. From my understanding, I think his nose was probably broken like 10 times, something like that.
Yeah, he was a good-looking guy, too. He's still good-looking for 83.
Yeah, I know, 83 years old. I mean, and like you said, the cool thing about him, I've always said the cool thing about him. Now, he's always worked out, though. You know that, right? I remember as a kid at Morgan, as a kid when he was at the Clark Summit Hospital working there, he always had a gym bag, and he always worked out every day in the gym.
Yes.
Said Nate, at 83... I know that he still chops his own wood out there in the forest out there. He does all that crap himself. Yeah. Like, I'm like, dude, like, he's crazy. But yeah.
But I just, like, listen, I gave him, like, remember I brought up how Ben died and our mother's. Yeah. But you know what? I should have added him in there, too, because he's probably suffering, too, from it. It's his kid. He wasn't that close, but I think he was as close as he could. He grabbed me whenever he wanted. He used to go to Lake Scranton with them and walk around the lake and go to movies and
Nate, we talked about when you were in foster care. We went there every weekend. We went there to see you all the time. And Daddy always made sure that he came and picked me up and went, let's go see Nate. I'm all the time.
Yeah. I said that to him here, by the way. So he came out and saw me when I
We do it all. I all the time. Look. I always say I understand that things happen, and I'm not. I don't try to downplay what happened between him and others. I don't downplay that. I get it. I know. Okay, but I always say this is that years ago, and you remember Nate. Years ago, he came to us all, wrote us all letters, asking for forgiveness, and you and I especially said, of course,
absolutely.
Yeah. And you and I have always been on the course of we're not going to hold if we give our forgiveness, we're not going to continue to hold grudges. And you and I both agree with that.
Yes, absolutely.
And we talked about that. So my thing was that he's always been, like you said, Nate, before, he's always been good to us.
Yeah.
He's good to our kids. He's been good to our family.
Oh, speaking of that, Michelle loves him and he loves Michelle.
Yeah, same with Anita.
He said she does. He said, if you and Matt leave your wives, I'll smash you over the head with a hammer.
That's what he tells me all the time.
Yes.
And we joke with him because, like, when he takes the picture with Michelle, and he's like, oh, you got your new one now. And he gets all, both of you. He gets all, like, nervous.
Well, he made a comment about having to go out there. He said, Anita's going to slice his head off. He needs to go out and see you guys.
Yeah.
So he's probably coming soon.
Yeah. We're going to come soon.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about coming down in sometime, maybe in August now, because we were talking about summer, but now with us coming down there in July.
Right.
So we're gonna come down on the 8th, Nate. So it looks like it's gonna be just Brittany and I are only coming down.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, Garrett can't get the time off and Anita can't get the time off either. So gonna come down. So it's gonna be just me and Brittany. Brittany and I.
You know what they say though, brother, life happens. It does.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard for Anita. She has vacation, but she takes it, during the May. Plus, we're going away next week to Florida. Okay.
Florida. Okay.
So we're gonna.
You're gonna stay here with me, right?
Yeah, I'll probably do like a couple nights with you and Carmen. She asked me too, so I might.
I agree. Carmen too. Maybe we'll go up there and get hammered, and we'll sleep together in a bed.
Into
a podcast. All right.
We have to definitely do one.
No, we are.
We got to do one together. Oh, I'd like to maybe set it up, too, where I can meet some of the people there, dude. Like, I like to meet, like I like you to take me around. I want to meet, like, Bill and Carl. I want to meet, like, some of the other guys that helped me. I know Jay. I never met Mark. Right. I know Jay from the Sons of the Hunt.
But believe it or not, obviously, Maddie's mom, Dawn. Bill services her house. As like a maintenance thing every like 3 months. So maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bill's, they're good people. All those guys are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're all great people, man.
Leaky pipes. I saw Frank left this in a 3-page email.
Awesome. Which we'll talk about that in a minute. Yes. But I'm sure it's okay with Frank. I'm sure it is since he shared it with us. But we'll probably post his questions on the Facebook page. But But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Dude. Yeah. So, hey, Nate. So, yeah, Nate, I want to tell you, just so you know, a little update. I haven't heard anything yet about the biopsy that I had last week, right? Last week or 2 weeks ago?
So
last week. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
So, you know what they say, no news is good news. Hopefully it's...
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. I'm hoping for, but I didn't, but it was funny. I didn't tell you So this biopsy is a special biopsy that I have to do. Cause they can't go up my wazoo because I don't have one. So because I have a bag and all, and I don't have a butthole anymore. They have to go up the way. So what they do is they strap me to a gurney, right? Like a table.
Oh, no.
My legs up in the air. My legs go up in the air, like in stirrups, right? So it looks like I'm having like a woman's vaginal exam, right? And then what they do is they put me in this MRI machine, and then they take pictures, they take me out again, then they do some stuff, get me ready, and then they put me back in, and then the doctor's on the other side of the MRI machine, and the MRI machine is actually running, and while it's running, it's showing them where to put the needle. So they do so it's crazy, it's nuts. The worst part about it was they put the needle up between your ball sack and your butthole. It's called the perineum, and they put it up through there. So what they have to do first, they got to numb it though with lidocaine. And I don't know if anybody's ever had lidocaine. It's like, you know, lidocaine's
when they numb your mouth.
Yeah, right. But yeah, okay. Yeah, but it burns. It burns really bad. So, right. so the nurse was cool. She was just like, it's going to hurt. She said, it is going to hurt. So here I am, dude. I'm strapped up. I'm strapped down. My legs are up in the air. I'm in this MRI machine. Thank God they gave me sedation. Thank God, because I would have been freaking out. And then they start hitting me with that lidocaine, and it was burning, man. I was like starting to like cry. She was like, it's okay. You'll be okay. And then when they got then it was fine. After about a minute or two, it was good. And then they did the procedure, but they took like 8 samples up there, and then I was bleeding for like 7 days, dude. I was pissing blood for like 7 days. It was weird.
Wow.
But like I said, but so far no news is good news. But hey, my first time doing an Uber. I never did an Uber before.
What do you mean, like you driving or them driving you?
Them driving me. We took the train into Boston because, you know, I'm a coward. I don't drive in the city. So we took a train to Boston and we took an Uber from the train station down in South. It was the Back Bay from Boston into the hospital, which is about 15 minutes away by car. And first, Brittany set me up with the Uber, and she also set me up with the other one, Lyft, I think it's called. Lyft and Uber.
Same thing,
right?
Same exact thing, right?
Okay, so she said,
I don't know if one's cheaper than the other.
Well, that's what she told me to do. She said to go and do both of them at the same time and see what the prices are. So,
yes,
the first time we did it, Lyft was like to go there was like $18, and then Uber was like $8. So I did Uber the first time, and then coming back, it was like same. It was like $25 by Lyft, but $18 by Uber. So I did Uber both times. Yeah,
now
weird.
Let me ask you something. Do you, I know tips like included, do you tip them?
It's not included, but it's not included, but they do ask you if you want a tip, and I just gave them $5 cash.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, I would probably tip them and give them a little more. I don't know. I'm just
I mean, like I said, it was like 50. I mean, when the app thing came up, it said, do you want to tip them $1, $2, or $5? It said $1, $3, and $5
being the most.
And I did $5 out of my pocket and gave them $5.
Yeah, there you go.
And then on the way back, I did the same thing with the guy when we went back to the train station. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
It was awesome. Yeah. I got through it. We got through it. Now I'm waiting to hear the results. I'll let everybody know next time. Hopefully, I'll hear from them soon. So, yeah.
Right. Yo, do me a favor, turn your blur off.
Dude, you don't want to see my basement, bro.
No, it's me. But there's something behind you moving. It's freaking me out.
What is it? What's moving, dude? Is that my chair? Is it my chair?
No, it was like behind.
Is it my chair?
Was Garrett back there messing with you? Oh, it might have been your chair.
Dude, it better be my chair. You're freaking me out right now. I'm freaking out right now. You're freaking out. What the hell?
It was your chair. I'm sorry. I'm like, what the?
Okay. It better be. Okay, I'm going to leave the blur off. That way you can...
Yeah, I'll let you know.
You're freaking me out, dude. You're freaking me out. I'm like, somebody's behind me in this basement. This basement's so cluttered that
so they do
that, though. They do that. Garrett or Brittany will do it. They'll come down silently and they'll hide behind something because it's all cluttered down here. When I jump out at me, I'm like freaking out, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for it now. Okay.
No. Garrett's working and Brittany's in.
Oh, okay.
He's working in Uxbridge right now. So, no.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, bro. So, yeah, that's what's going on. That was going on with my week the last couple of weeks. And, you know, oh, hey, Nate, I forgot. Yeah. We got to get, first of all, we talked about our father. Let's talk about our mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Aunt she should have came first. I apologize.
Yeah. Happy Mother's
Day. I feel like she always comes first, right?
That's right. So, sorry, Mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mother. Aunt Carmen. You know, to both of you. And we always, wish Aunt Carmen a happy Mother's Day because she was basically helped raise us and she was like a mother to us. So we definitely always say that to Aunt Carmen, even though she has kids, but we are her kids, you know?
I used to love going to her house on like the week. She had HBO.
Everything, dude, everything. She had HBO. Remember, dude, we would have it on at nighttime and then
all the time
room sleeping and we'd have it real quiet because it had nude women on there. We didn't want to
watch
the nude women.
Back then, seeing boobs on TV was huge.
Oh, was big. Well, you know, it was big when mommy was dating Jim.
Yeah,
we used to go over to his house in Dunmore, and she was going.
He had everything too.
He had everything. Yeah, he had Cinemax. He had everything. Yeah. And I remember we'd freaking go over to his house, and he would let us watch that stuff. We'd be like,
yeah,
like Skinamax, and be like, "This is awesome, dude."
Do you listen? And speaking about, we'll speak about Jim. I remember we were so poor, we had like nothing in the house. I was so skinny.
Yep.
We used to go to Jim's house and he had potato chips in the cupboards.
Yes.
We were in heaven. Oh my God, he has chips.
Oh.
And he tells me to this day how bad he felt.
Yes.
Like you guys, like we never had, we didn't have money for it.
Yeah. We had the government cheese and the butter and the peanut butter. We made all, and the funny part was, I think I mentioned this before, that we would make freaking grilled cheese for the whole neighborhood. They all had money, but yet we were making them food with our freaking government cheese.
My wife's brother Joe will
Daria,
I believe Daria.
Daria. Of course, of course, Gordon, Steve, but I remember the story with Jim though. One time was that when mommy was first dating him. I don't know if you remember this or not, but she was dating this guy. He was in the Marine. Now she's gonna get mad at us talking about this, but
no,
she was dating this guy named Randy. Randy.
I remember Bob. Randy. I don't know if that's true.
Bob was. I like Bob. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, me too. I remember
going up to his place and up in somewhere, right, and driving in that car with his brother. Remember? Were you in that car, a convertible, and the brother was playing?
I believe so.
And he was playing what's his name? Billy Squire. Everybody wants me. We were like jamming down the road, thinking it's we're the coolest people in the world, dude. Like,
yes.
8, 9 years old.
Yes.
And then, but then after him, she was dating. I think his name was Ed. He was a runner. He was a jogger. He owned a big farm. I remember going up there one time. I do remember that.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I do remember. Wrong. Wow.
I mean, you have to admit that mommy was pretty hot. I mean, she was. You have to admit that mommy was.
I don't want to say the friend's name, but he said he used to come over to check her out.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's 82. She's still beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
There were two hot moms in our neighborhood. and one, can you guess who the other one was?
I'm gonna say Gordon's mom.
Yeah. Gordon's mom and Arma. Yes, yeah. They were like this. Oh, you know who really had a hot mom? Hot dude. You know who really did? Joey Akuri. His mother was hot, dude. Joey.
I don't remember. Okay.
I remember how she was hot. Okay.
Right.
Off the subject of hot moms, but yeah, especially talking about our mother. That's weird. But yeah.
but she was beautiful. Absolutely.
Heck yeah. So she had. And then, Bob, then this guy Ed, and then this guy Randy came along, and he was
Marine.
He was a Marine. And I remember mommy found out that he was married still.
Oh. Okay.
And she dumped him. She's like, I'm out of here. She dumped him.
Okay.
A couple weeks later, she started dating Jim.
Yes.
And
okay.
Jim looked just like him. They looked. I said to her, are you back with the dude again? And she's like, no, it's Jim. It's another guy, Jim. I was like, oh, okay.
That's great.
So you remember how she met him, right? You remember how she met Jim, right?
He used to shock you.
No, he didn't. our refrigerator.
Yes, it used to shock you if you put your hand on.
You put your hand on the corner of the refrigerator.
And you threw beer on, metal,
And you put the metal cap, the metal, what's it called, countertop?
Yes.
You would get electric shock like you would not believe.
Yes, you did.
And we would say to our friends, remember that we would say to our friends, put your hand here and over here. And they would like jump through the air like 10 feet in the air whenever we were to do that. So, yeah, so she, so she had a party. And she had a party, and Jim had a beer in his hand. He put his hand up there, didn't know, and he threw the beer at her face.
Yes. What? You know what I want to know to this day? She could tell us the truth now. What kind of party was that? Was it like a swinger party or what?
Oh, that's a good question.
Was it just, right? We had to leave for that. I think we had to leave for that. We weren't allowed in the house.
We weren't allowed. No, we had to go. We weren't allowed. We got to check that out. Yeah.
But she's gonna kill us. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, I know. We're done. So I remember one time Jim comes downstairs. We're all in the kitchen. Do you remember we used to make those on bread? We used to put cheese on bread, and we would put it in the little toaster oven. Remember that?
We had a toaster oven back then.
Yeah, for breakfast. Yes, we used to put it. Well, in the oven. We used to put it in the oven. Whatever we.
Yeah, okay.
That was our breakfast. I remember Jim comes out one morning for the first time. He stayed over. I remember I wasn't happy about it. I was because I was older than you guys, and Tim was over.
All right.
And I was a little bit pissed off. This guy stayed over. I was like, but whatever. So he stayed over. So he comes downstairs and he sees us making this toaster before school. In the toaster or in the oven, cheese with hot bread.
Yes.
And he says, "What is that?" And we're like, what the? So he leaves, and we thought that's it. He's gone. This guy's like this fam. They're nuts. Like these kids, they're nuts. He was gone. He comes back like an hour later with boxes of toaster strudels, and I don't know if they were new back then or not.
Right.
Back with boxes.
Okay.
We were just like. Yeah, this guy's got to stay. Yeah. Jim was a good guy. He was a good guy. I had my beef with him and stuff like that. You guys
we all did, but he's a stepfather.
You guys were closer than I was. I was older, and I never really helped. Like I wasn't one of those kind of jerks that like, oh, I don't want my mom with somebody, not like that.
Yeah.
But I was like rebellious. You're not gonna tell me what to do. I'm 17. You know, I'm kind of like that kind of shit. You know.
That's normal, though,
You know?
No, me and Ben weren't exactly great kids. Jeez, we, just the things, for him to stay around for that long, though, man, the things we put him through.
Well, you guys were jerk off. You guys were.
I was an asshole, bad.
You guys were.
Bad.
I remember going to school. I remember getting up in the morning.
Remember, Matt, real quick, remember how I would steal everything?
Yeah.
I would steal everything.
Yep.
Like, go ahead, but tell your story.
No, I remember two instances. I remember one when I came. I remember I used to get up for school in the morning, and Jim, and you guys would not get out of bed, and mommy would be screaming at you guys, and then Jim would come in. I'd leave for school like what 7:30. We catch the bus.
I just always remember you playing Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah. In the morning. Oh yeah, and I'd be downstairs watching the MTV, right? So I remember one day we're down there and Jim goes, he goes in the bedroom. He's pissed off because you guys aren't getting up, and he flips the mattresses over with you guys. I come back from school at 2:30 and you guys are still under the mattresses sleeping. You guys were jerk-offs, man. You guys were bad, dude. You were bad.
Yes, we were. And the Michelle's here. Say hi to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hey. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, thank you.
But Matt, you're right though. I was not a good kid. Thank God I turned around, because I was headed right to honestly jail forever. I was not a good kid.
Yeah. No.
Stealing. I robbed my first house at like 13. I really did.
Yeah. No.
I didn't break in, but the door was open. Went and stole money and.
Oh yeah. Because that's a big difference. I didn't break in. Oh, the car was open. Okay.
Well, breaking, entering. If you break the door to.
That's true. Yeah. That's great. You guys were. I was worried about you guys, man. But when I joined the Navy, and I was like, oh, I don't know what you guys are gonna do. Tim and I are both in the military. We're gone now, and I was like, freaking out, man. About you and Ben,
I was headed down a path, and I thank God, like I just figured it out. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, you know, well, with the help of a few things, but yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what they say, certain things help, certain things have to happen to get you
well,
there.
Well, I'll be honest. I went to jail, and that's I never went back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went for a half a month, and no, I went for a month and a half, and it changed me right around.
Yeah, and I remember, Nate. I don't know if Dad, if he wants me to say this or not, but I remember him talking to me about he was terrorized, he wanted to really kind of help bail you out or whatever, but he didn't want to do it because he felt that if he did, it would just lead to
more. Yes, no. Best thing he did was keep me in there.
Yeah, but he really did want to. He did.
He did come
I
think see
Mommy
me.
Did too. They did want to help you. They wanted to build you up. I think. No, I was
best
like,
thing
no,
to do was
no.
Keep me in there. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. 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 So. Woo.
Yeah. So
wow, those were the days. But yeah. But again, happy Mother's Day to Mother, our mother who.
Yeah.
Our mother who, again, who when I think about it, Nate, she went through some crap with us, man. I mean, a single
bad.
Four boys. She went through some crap going with us, man, and the fact that she didn't just take off and leave is something else, you know. So,
But you know what? She's in good health, doing good now.
Yeah, I know, right?
She's feuding with her neighbors while parking. It's freaking hysterical.
She worries me. I told you she worried me. I talked. I even told Aunt Carmen yesterday. I talked to both of them for Mother's Day.
But okay, good.
My mother worries me though, man. She worries me because I'm like, you can't, I mean, these day and age, you can't do stuff like that. These people in this day and age will do something to you this day and age.
Yeah.
And you know what? Well, did you ever watch that movie? Was it called Four Brothers or Three Brothers? What was that movie with?
Yeah.
And they went there and they just went on a rampage and the brothers ended up killing everybody. You know,
so yeah.
I don't want to be doing that now. Okay. So let's
calm
down, Mother. If you listen to this conversation, please knock it off. Just deal with deal with it.
So I'll tell you quick. I took a picture and showed you. So I go over, the lady parks in her spot. She parks right behind her. I'm like, Mom, just move your car. She's like, I'm not moving it. I don't care. I'm like, so I tell you, I was saying she's a straight gangster. She definitely is. Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, dude, no, she won't take it. No, she won't.
And I'm glad she's like that. She's tough. That's how you. I mean,
to be.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
She's like. I mean, Aunt Carmen the same way. I think Aunt Carmen's tougher than she is.
A lot tougher.
I mean, Aunt Carmen will
in
like
a good way.
You know,
Carmen could be nastier too, but yeah.
Yeah. But she told me I forget, dude. I think she told me the other day. I think she said 30 something years she hasn't smoked or something like that. Or I don't know if it's 30 something years now or.
Carmen?
Yeah, she was telling me. She was telling me yesterday that she's like smoked free for like almost 30 something years.
I remember she smoked Newport Lights. I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to because I was, you know, and Carmen was like my favorite one. Her and I did a lot together. And I remember like getting literature from school about smoking and giving it to her.
Oh, okay.
I was so worried about her smoking. I didn't want her smoking.
Right.
And back then too. I mean, and back then too, she was pretty overweight.
So I
remember like freaking out, like, oh, my, I mean, again, Nate, like I tell people, like people don't understand that this was the only aunt that we had. We didn't have any other aunts.
No.
Or uncle, Artie, that was it. We don't have first cousins, you and I. We are him or, you know?
We have one set of grandparents pretty much.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was our family. So here's, you know, Aunt Carmen, like everything to us, you know? So it was like, couldn't wait to see her, all that. And then I was always freaking out about her with smoking. So I was so happy when she quit smoking. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember she used to come and I remember one time, I maybe 8 or 9, she gave me a $20 bill back then. Like, you could buy everything back then. I remember just being so happy. You know.
Oh yeah.
We
used to go to the shore, the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And they would give us like $10. Remember for the arcade.
For the arcade.
Yeah. And that would last us. Like, they give us a roll of quarters.
Yes.
That would last us like freaking. You know, that would last us like the whole day at the arcade. We used to love it.
Yeah. Love the arcade. It's Manasquan.
Yeah, Manasquan. When we were younger, Seaside Heights, when we were much younger. I think you were like a baby back then. But
I don't remember that. Okay.
And then Manasquan, and then also there was the other one we used to do too. But Manasquan was the place we kind of stayed with at the end. But I would, you know what, Nate? When we have grandkids, Nate, you and I, and even Tim. I mean, I know Tim does now. But I'd like to actually do that with all of us, to go on this Jersey Shore with our grandkids like we did with us. I mean, that was like the highlight of our life, dude. That was like that's all we had.
Yes.
Going to the Jersey Shore with Grandma and Grandpa and Carmen.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Dude, yeah. That was like, that was the highlight of our life. Dude.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, right. Hey, folks, we don't want to be boring you all with all of our common stuff, but that's just right there. But we did want to give a shout out though that we did want to say our grandmother's birthday was May 8th. She passed away.
Yeah.
Ago, but her birthday was May 8th. She was 95 when she passed away. She'd be like what 108 now or something like that.
Yeah, she was the best though. I know she could have been mean, but never to us.
She was never to us, dude. No, we could have robbed the bank, dude. I remember one time she lived on Lafayette, and she says to me, your friends, Gordon and your friends, they went into blah, I'm not gonna say his name, but blah blah's house and they beat him up on the street. That's not right. And I said, well, Graham, he was picking on me. Well, good for that son of a bitch.
Dude, yep.
You sit there and say something about me. I always say that we could have robbed the bank. Like, and Grandma could have, she could have been there with us and she would still say, oh, they never did nothing.
Yes.
She would defend us, bro, until we were, until she was red in the face, dude.
Yeah, she was good.
She was. Yeah, she was. But yeah.
Yep. And then, that was good to say, that's her birthday?
May 8th was her birthday. Yep.
Yeah. Aren't you married? Like, how long are you married now, May 8th?
31 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 31 years. And then, yes, we got married on her birthday.
Yeah, I remember. Did you know it was her birthday?
No, I did not. I did not know. I made it sound like I did, but I did not know.
Yeah.
No. She broke her wrist playing the chicken.
Yes. I remember.
Yep, she broke her wrist, but she kept going, dude. She kept going.
She didn't know.
I think she had just turned 80, I think, when that happened, I think. I think it was her 80th birthday, and she was, wait a minute. What was her 80th? No. When did we have that party? Was that her 90th birthday or that
party? Was her 90th.
Okay. Okay, so it was her 80th birthday that we had our wedding. That's right. 31 years ago. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how old she would be. And then, of course, we don't want to forget that Grandpa's death anniversary was also in May. Also, he died the day after. He died on May 9th.
Did he?
Yes, he died on Mother's Day. He died on Mother's Day, May 9th. I think it was May 9th. And Carm might have to correct me or Mommy, but I think it was May 9th. But, dude, that was 36 years ago that Grandpa passed away, 1988. My high school prom a week later. And we had to go to all the funeral in New Jersey. And then Mommy got me back for my prom so I could have my prom because she didn't want me to miss out on it. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yep. And then, of course, I graduated a couple days later. Which was sad, dude. I remember it was hard. I remember Grandpa wasn't there. And my grandma was there. Uncle Artie was there. Daddy was there with Phyllis. You remember Phyllis?
Phyllis, I've got you.
She was gorgeous too, by the way.
She was always good to us. She was a smooth lady.
She was very nice to us, dude.
Yes.
I don't know what behind the scenes was going on, but she was
She was
wonderful to us. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah. Wow. So yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. So
getting nostalgic here a little bit.
I know. Well, hey. So let's get started. People are probably like, let's get on with this. So, folks, a little bit of Matt and Nate's past and Tim's past.
Yeah.
So, Nate, I think we're going to have to skip a couple of things here because we can't go through everything.
Well,
so why don't you pick something you want to talk about, Nate? Let's talk about B. Why don't you talk about B? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real interesting. According to the ABC News, not Fox.
Not Fox, that's right.
Secret Service paying over $30,000 a month, $500,000 a year for Malibu Mansion to protect Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I read that. Dude, I thought that was like bullshit.
That was years ago, too, that was published, I think.
Yes. And I thought that was a bunch of crap.
How about RFK? He's not getting protected.
Well, no, and they want to take away, they want to take away protection from Trump if he gets convicted. You know?
Yeah.
I thought that was a bunch of crap. I just thought, it's probably a lie. There's no way that ABC News is really going to be really printing a story about this. They're so liberal, but they really did. And I read the article, like you said, Nate. They're basically, the Secret Service have him in this Malibu. Now, I don't know if he's still there or not. Like you said, this was a few. This was
22, I think.
22, right? So it was
I think.
So So that it might have ended. I don't know. I didn't do a follow up.
Right.
But a very interesting though that they were paying $30K a year, $30K a month to protect him because I read the article saying the Secret Service said they had to put him in there because it was the only way they can keep him protected in a Malibu home, dude. It's dude, that's insane, dude. It is insane the money they waste, dude. Insane.
The taxpayers, it's us.
Yes. Whatever. And I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but it's the middle class taxpayers that are paying for it.
Absolutely.
We're the ones paying for it.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're suffering. We're suffering. Yeah. Yep. Where it goes.
How about another one? How about we could go into the free speech thing about Elon Musk, the Australian senator wanted him arrested.
Yeah, for just allowing what he was free saying. Speech.
I forget what he said. What was he? I think he said what J.K. Rowling said about
I'm not sure. I'm not sure
what a male's a male, a female's a female. I think that's kinda, but that's a whole other thing about J.K. Rowling, so.
Well, she's getting a hard time about that now because she's pretty much, I mean, she really is for the rights of women.
She's sticking to her guns though.
And she is. And actually all those little baby snowflake Harry Potter stars, like all the kids, they're all against
her.
They've all gone against her.
Yep.
But she, I mean, basically all she's trying to say is that biologically, according to birth certificate, if you're a male, you're a female. That's just the way it should be.
Yeah.
Women should not be in sports. And that other one, that other girl, what's that other one? Riley Gaines?
Love her.
She's great. She's great, dude.
Love her.
Yeah, she's great. And she's another one. It's like, she lived it. She said, Penn State, right? And on the swimming team. And she said, we basically had to go in there into the locker room and undress in front of him. He would undress in front of us like no big deal with his nuts hanging out.
Yep.
And we'd have to sit there and take it. And the school would tell us, too bad for you, deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just terrible. But
it's horrible. How about her father wanted to do something? She talked him down.
He would have gotten in trouble. And she would have probably been, and she said along with the other girls, because the whole team was upset about it, but they were threatened they would be kicked off the team.
Yes.
If they said something. I mean, that's how terrible. That's how bad. And look, I think, Nate, you and I have said this before. You live the life you want to live. You do what you want to do. Whatever.
Right.
But here's the thing. When we see it right now, Nate, like I have asked you this question before. If a man in boxing, Nate, or MMA, right. If a man now decides that who's terrible in boxing against men, but now goes against a woman, how do you think that's going to go?
Right. Nate. I think it happened in MMA. They found out the girl was actually a guy and he was killing girls.
Beating the shit out of him real bad. Okay.
And then they figured it out. They allowed it to happen. Joe Rogan talks about it a lot because he agrees.
Yeah.
There should be no crossing. Like, no. That's,
no.
Like,
dude, they have track and field. They have track and field. They had a picture the other day of this guy the other day that blew away. He was like last place in the men's track
and field. Men's, right.
Now he's taking he's taking away number one spots from everybody now. He was a half lap ahead of everybody else.
Right.
When he finished. And these poor girls were were running hard.
Well, they were the elite.
Yes.
They were the elite. It was crushed. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then if you listen to Riley Gaines, she tells a story, I think it was University of Massachusetts or whatever, but she said they went there and all 12 girls voted against this guy being on their team.
Right.
So they had a meeting with the guy. And he said, well, if you don't have me on your team, I'll kill myself. So they all voted for him to be on because they felt bad. I mean, and how about three girls did it? They didn't care. They pretty much said, good, kill yourself.
but
he said he's going to kill himself. Come on.
It's bad enough that you know how it was when we were in high school and you had to undress in the locker room. You don't want to do
it. Especially me. Remember, I wasn't always circumcised.
That's what I'm saying. So it's bad enough for these poor women that are like, that have to deal with this. They already have body shaming going on.
Yes.
They already have their own concerns about their body at that age. Right. And now they have to now undress in front of people as well. You know, I think I told you before, I got a good buddy of mine, and I'm not going to mention his name, but a good buddy of mine who went to the YMCA And he was, his daughter was 8 years old, and he was asked, "Do you want her to be in a? Do you want? Would you like her to be in a non-binary bathroom or a girl's bathroom?" And he was like, "What the f- are you talking about?"
Right.
He was like, "It was. What are you talking about? My 8 year old daughter's not going to be in some in a unisex locker room."
Right. Yes.
Like, what is wrong with you people? He was livid. He was livid about it. Yeah.
Now, okay. Now is he okay? Because I just heard there's like backlash with like gay people are getting mixed up with these people and they're not, that's not true. They're like, no, I'm not, I don't want to be a female or like, I like guys. I like female. Like I'm not,
no,
it's trying to mix and match them. I mean, it's not how it is.
Oh no. If you talk to, now look, I'm not speaking for them.
Right.
But I had a buddy of mine who actually, who was actually, I met on the bus. We met him on the bus a couple years ago. Really nice guy. Right. And he first, when we first met him, he used to tell us he was married, but he wouldn't say he was married too.
Yes, I know. Right. Right. Yeah.
But then when he got to know us, then we found that he was married to a guy and which was great. We met him a few times on the bus.
Right.
Two really nice guys. I'm still friends with him. Actually, I haven't been on the bus in a while, but I'm friends with him and stuff like that. We're still friends. Yeah. He's a great guy. But
good.
He used to tell me every so often that he didn't like some of these things. He used to tell me, I don't like some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Like he said, that's not what we are.
Right.
He would say, like, we don't agree with all of this. He would tell me.
Yes. Yep.
You know, and he would say, you know, LBG, he said, we don't agree with all that. He said, he would tell us there are a lot more gay and lesbian men and women, he said, that really are just want to live their lives, be left alone.
Yes.
And they don't want to be involved in all that other crazy stuff that's going on, he said. He was honest with me about it. He was honest with me about it. Yep.
I feel like that's a lot of people. Nobody wants to be bothered.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They're thrown in our face. Like,
yeah. I talk to a lot of people that say to me that are gay and that will say to me the same thing. I don't care. Yes. I need people to know what I'm doing in my life. I don't have to advertise it. I got my really good friend, Bob. I love Bob. He's like a brother to me. He's married to his husband. They live, and they moved away now, but Bob and I, and he was afraid to tell me in the beginning. I remember him saying to me, and I remember I really felt bad about that because I said, you know, this was years ago. And I said, Bob, I said, I'm sorry if I made you feel like some way that you didn't have to tell me this. I said, but I still love you. You're like a brother to me, and I love you. I don't care what
you do.
But he's the same way, dude. He doesn't go out there and advertise. You don't even know about it unless he tells you.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, but you don't know anything about it. I'm telling you, and again, what am I trying to say? I don't want to say, Nate, that I don't want to say that I like them because that's the way they are. I don't care. I like everybody. I don't like them because they're like that. I like them because of the person they are.
Yeah,
not because they agree with, they don't care for that kind of stuff.
Right.
All because that's who they are. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I like them.
Yeah,
that's why I think of him that way, and they're like brothers. He's like a brother to me. I love
Bob. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't hold a grudge. Look, I don't care, dude. I respect, you know, Nate. I'm like you. Respect everybody. I don't care what you do in your life. Respect everybody. It's when you screw me that's when it's going to be.
Yes. Bad.
Don't screw me. Don't make me conform to what you believe in. That's when I get ticked off. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. So Nate, let me ask this question. Skipping a few things, but
yeah.
Do you by any chance have that email about that climate change thing that you sent me? I thought that was pretty funny. You have that up by any chance?
No, but I kind of remember it. The climate change.
Hold on. I got it. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to get it here.
I don't know why they brought it up because it was how long from now it's supposed to be going to happen.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it here. If I can find. No, that's not. That's the Elon Musk social thing.
Like if the Davis name is still around then, I don't.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Right here. Okay, here we go. I love this. This is about climate change.
Yeah.
It says only 8 to 16% of the land would be habitable
for
mammals when this supercontinent forms, and humans would seriously struggle to adapt to the new climate extremes. Okay? Scary, right? Scary.
Yeah.
Volcanoes would erupt more regularly, and we'd also be battling a brighter sun that would be dishing out some serious rays our way.
Right.
Scary, right? But here it is, Nate. but you need not fear, as this doomsday scenario isn't forecast to happen for another 250 million
years. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Jeez, come on.
However, the people behind the research believe this should still act as a warning sign for humans to start addressing climate change now.
Oh, here we go. With the
so that's change. I just thought that was funny when you said that to me, Nate. And I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah. Like,
right,
50 years from now,
right? Climate change. There are so many people on that. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying.
No, right.
I don't care. That's all I'm saying. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. Whatever, dude. My job right now. I told people. I got people mad at me one time because I went to this party and there's a lot of people there that were into it, and I said. Where they were talking about it, and I said, look, I said, my job is to leave this world worse than I came in, so that's what I'm going to be doing. And they got mad at me about it, bro.
Yes.
They got ticked off at me, man. Snowflakes got mad at me about it, dude. I'm like, whatever. But, you know, I look at it like this, Nate. How long have we been recycling for years and nothing's changed? Yeah. Nothing's changed. We've been recycling now for, what, 30 years? Nothing's changed. So whatever. Yeah. So, Nate, so let's get out of all that now, Nate. We'll some of those stuff for later, because – next time, I want to talk about the fraud on taxpayers about COVID. I want to definitely talk about that, Nate.
I have the.
Oh, do you have it?
Brought it down.
Did you want to talk about
it? No, but I have it. I'll keep it out here for next time.
Keep it up there because that's long, and I want to talk about that. I think next time we'll devote the whole show to that article, all right? Because that's a lot. It really is crazy. Because over the years, you've been sending me stuff. You've been doing a lot of research about Fauci and all that stuff, and and you really been doing your research about that and how corrupt. I'm really like, wow, crazy.
And you know what? Real quick, some of these people are given, like I told you, $100 million to research, but they're getting back. Like Bill Gates, he was making back $30 billion. That's nothing. $100 million is dropping a bucket compared to $30 billion.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
And that Bezos, he's another one that was given.
Yes.
Oh, these guys are great. We'll go into it.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because we got next time we're gonna devote the podcast to talk about that because you have a lot stuff on that, dude. A lot.
Did you read or hear about the book, The Real Anthony Fauci?
No, but you've told me about it. We gotta talk about it, bro.
I have it here. I should send it to you.
All right, send it to me. When I come down, give it to me when I come down.
Yes.
Give it to me when I come down.
It's pathetic how this government is. It really is.
Yeah.
You'll see.
I mean, dude, Nate, go back to again. Go back to the $6 billion, the $6 billion that were lost during for Ukraine, like a clerical error. If you and I lost $6, we'd be arrested tomorrow. But yet they lose $6 billion, which they still haven't found. They still haven't found it. Pretty much, they swiped it under the rug.
Well. Well, whose pocket thing it went into?
Well, of course. I can tell you right now. I said
I heard certain people's grandkids are set up for life already.
So. Dude, I said it to you many times, man. Ukraine was one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
It is.
Prior to...
That's another one we can get into.
Yeah. They were known.
There were full Nazis and stuff. Like,
yes.
Absolutely.
They were known to be corrupt. Corrupt big time. Yep. So, yeah. All right, Nate. Yeah. So, Nate, we're gonna skip number three, but we're gonna get into the Bug Help by Carl and Carl. And Nate, if you might remember, folks, we talked about transporting wild animals across state lines, whether or not it's legal or not. So this is what we get from our buddy Bill and Carl from the Bug Guys.
Right.
Regarding the transportation of wild animals. I can't say so for other states, but in Pennsylvania, it is illegal to transport a live wild animal without a license to do so. As far as crossing state lines, that is probably very illegal. Most of these laws are in place to prevent the spread of rabies and other diseases.
Okay.
It's always best to contact your local game commission for questions regarding wild animals.
Okay.
There you go, folks. Do not transfer a wild animal over state lines.
I honestly never knew that. Thank you, Bill and Carl.
I never
knew that.
And like I said, that comes from my old boss that he left now, but when he mistakenly brought a little raccoon in from Connecticut, and then we were all like, you can't do that. And he got all scared about it. He was like, he was going to jail. But yeah, so that's where that little story comes from.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So Nate, you want to take the other one from our buddy? Well, I'll do the other one there, Nate. The two, but why don't you go take to our wait, where's he at there? Where's Who's Frank?
That? Crazy Frank. I'm only going to read it, and we could post the rest.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm yeah. For some reason, I don't know what happened here. I'm sorry, Frank. Well, you're on here, Frank, but I can't find you. Whatever. So Nate's gonna. So Frank's giving us some advice again, as he always does, much like Bill and Carl. Frank from Lesnowski Plumbing and Heating. Nate's gonna read a quick about it, but then I'm sure it'll be okay, Frank. Frank, if it's not, let us know. Let Nathan know, whatever. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna put the advice you've given to us that Nate's gonna quickly talk about on our websites or on our Facebook page. So go ahead, Nate.
There's a lot of it. He's
that is a lot.
He means well.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's great. No, it's great.
Yeah, it is. How to know if your water heater needs to be flushed. Part of regular water heater maintenance involves flushing the tank at least once per year. Over time, the minerals in your water will build up in the bottom of the tank, creating a sediment layer. Sediment reduces your water heater's efficiency and the capacity of your tank. It can also lead to drain or pressure valve blockages, and can cause irreparable corrosive damage. Well, that's good to know, because then you really need to flush this. And like I said, I got one more. Safety considerations.
Yeah.
The greatest risk while flushing a water heater is accidentally burning yourself with the tank's hot water. Well, I can see that. If you begin draining the tank before letting the water inside cool or continue to place it with cold water, the water coming out of the end of the hose will be scalding. This can be dangerous not only for your person, but for anything that comes into contact with that hot water. Mm. Plants, like your garden. That's if it's outside, I guess. Right. Plants, drain, whatever.
Drain it also, outside, yep.
Right, yeah. Also, try to work with cold water whenever possible, shutting off your heater and giving it ample time to cool. Accidental flooding can also occur, especially if you overestimate the capacity of your drain location. I'm sorry. The water coming out of the hose is highly pressurized. If the heater leaks where the drain valve connects to the hose, stay alert so you can notice and avert or solve any problems before your home is damaged. And he has up 9 steps on how to flush your water heater. Turn it off and flush it.
Yeah.
And I'll post it on the page.
Yeah, we're going to post that.
Thank you, Frankie.
Yeah, thanks, Frankie. And of course, Nate, I don't have it in front of me, Nate, but he gives his information out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, one second. Yep. Hold on. Do I have it? I just saw it.
It should be the last one under that information Frank gave.
Oh, my God, dude. I just saw it.
Page 3.
Because he says your favorite, your what does he say? Your
sister's favorite.
Sister's favorite. Yeah. He's awesome. He ain't all there. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, if this is too much. I'm sorry. Remember, if this is too much for you, call Lesnowski Plumbing and Heating. Are you ready?
Yep.
570-906-0183. And let's not forget, he's your sister's favorite plumber.
Yeah, there you go. So don't have your sister home. So to make sure your sister's not home. Or make sure she's not alone and you're there with her. Yeah. But yeah, but you know, again, I want to say again, folks, that understand that you know you got to give your business to these guys, because, and here's the reason why. So the information that Bill and Carl give us from the Bug Guys, and the information that Frank gives us, I mean, they don't have to give us this information.
Right.
They could basically not tell us this stuff and just say, "Give us a call and we'll take care of it for you." But they're helping us out.
Yeah.
And I think that deserves them to get business. So come on.
Yeah.
Go to them for your business. Call them. And let them know that the East Coast Bros sent them your way, and they'll give you a good deal. All right.
Yeah, they definitely will. Right.
And Frank, if you listen, I want you to say you're going to be proud of me yesterday, Frank. So yesterday, my outside spigot wasn't working, so I cut the pipe inside the house, because it goes from inside the house outside. I hate it. I cut the pipe, and I ended up going to Home Depot yesterday, about two times, because I screwed up. And I went to Home Depot and I bought all the stuff. I bought a new copper pipe, a half inch pipe. I bought all the attachments, everything. And then I bought a brand new spigot for outside. And I welded it all myself.
Did you?
Yep, I did. I welded everything.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. You can put it on there, show Frank. All right.
Yeah.
But the welds are horrible, Frank. They're horrible, so don't make fun of me. But I welded it all myself. I got it all in myself yesterday. And on top of that, it works. It works. Believe it or not, it's not leaking or anything, which was amazing. So
all right.
Yeah, I did it myself. Good. But I do have a question for you, Frank. Two questions for you, Frank. I have some copper piping down here. My house is it was built in 1986. And I've got copper piping downstairs, along with PVC, which I've replaced a lot of that myself. But my question to you, Frank, is this. A lot of my piping is starting to get like little pinholes in it, or starting to get green around it. I'm guessing I probably have to replace that before those pipes burst. I'm thinking, right, Frank? I'm guessing I do.
Yeah.
Now, right. Now, someone told me, Frank, and you tell me if this, you could tell us if this is true. I was told by someone that's the reason why that's happening is because when they used to use the old lead flux back then, it gets stuck in the piping and it eats away at the piping. And that's why you start getting pinholes in your piping.
Really?
Copper piping. Now, is that true, Frank?
Right.
Let us know next week if you don't mind, Frank, if that's true.
He'll email you. I can even give you a number if you want.
Yeah, but I definitely have a problem, Frank. I got about four or five areas down here that I actually have taken little rubber, and I've gotten those clamps, Nate, and I've actually put rubber clamps around to stop them from leaking because they're starting to little pinholes are starting to happen downstairs in my piping downstairs. I've got a few that's pretty bad. So I don't. And my sister-in-law just had it replaced, but she had a bunch of piping replaced at her place, Nate, and it cost almost like $4,000. I'm not paying that kind of money. So I'm I'm freaking out here. So, so Frank, any advice you have for me, buddy, would be great.
Maybe Frank will come out and
I'll pay for your gas, Frank. I'll pay for your gas, buddy. Come on up. Of course, I'll pay you too. So Nate, let's get going here. Let's get going. So Nate, we asked some questions last week. We asked just again to kind of this will be the last time we're going to talk about this. We're not going to get into this anymore. But we had a question last show. We had the question was, what other bands in the 80s are not considered hair bands?
Right.
I'm not sure who this is. LCPC 117.
I'm thinking that's my buddy Joe Dowdy. Yeah, it has to be.
Okay. But he says, Nate, I don't know who this is. King's X?
I thought you put that. I have no idea who that is either.
King's X.
Is he being funny?
I don't know. Is that an 80s band I didn't know about?
It could be.
Maybe. Let us know. If this is Joe or LCP.
Yeah, whoever. Please let us know who you are.
Let us know. And then Nate, of course, our buddy Andy Z.
Yeah, of course.
He says Flock of Seagulls and Elvis Costello, which I did like both of them. I like both Flock of Seagulls and Elvis Costello. So that's awesome, dude. And then, Nate, we had our survey question 2 weeks ago was, do you believe Biden lies more than Trump? We had about 8 votes, and most of you said, yes, we think he does. One person said they're both friggin' liars, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, right.
I do have to agree with that person. I do agree with them. I do think they're both liars. They're both full of crap.
Yes.
I do agree with that.
Yes. King's X, Matt, their first album was 1988.
Really?
Yeah, they're on Spotify. I'll check them out later and see.
All right. I never heard of them. Okay. Yeah. All right. Check it out. All right, cool.
That's why I love Spotify.
All right. Yeah, love cool. It. Cool.
Right.
All right, Nate. You know what time it is, Nate? You know what time it is? We got our buddy waiting.
Oh.
We got Cliff Hudson in the newsroom.
Hold on. Yeah.
Cliff. You know, Cliff is waiting for us here. Cliff, if you're ready to go, buddy, we're going to get you on here in a minute, pal. We're just trying to get situated here.
I hope you let them know how much we appreciate them.
Oh, man, we love Cliff, man. I think people love Cliff. I mean, I think I said before, Nate, that people told you they love Cliff. And
they do.
They love Cliff. So
like
Cliff,
that Uncle Jimmy guy and that Cliff, they're all...
Yeah, I know, right? I know. He doesn't believe me, but I try to tell him. Like, they do.
Man.
They love you. So we're tuning to Cliff. Here we go. Cliff, take it away.
Give me a thumbs up.
Weather, Cliff.
Good evening and welcome to the East Coast Brothers bi-weekly newscast. Coming up on 6:15, 45 minutes before the hour. I'm Cliff Hudson. Let's get right into it. In the news, as crime rates continue to escalate across the country, a student in New York City was attacked by a deaf, dumb, and blind man. One might say it was a senseless crime. In business news, it fluctuates on a daily basis, and we still have no idea what in the hell cryptocurrency is. In entertainment news, if you're not feeling old enough, Billy Joel, the piano man, turned 75 years old yesterday, and as we speak, 74-year-old Bruce Springsteen is currently on a whirlwind tour in Europe with the E Street Band. And here's the kicker. Mick Jagger is fronting the current Rolling Stones tour at the ripe age of 80 years old. Yes, 80 years old. Amazing. Long live our rock legends and long live rock and roll. Mm-hmm. In sports news, go Beantown Bruins and Celtics. And the best of luck to the new Patriots beanpole quarterback. You know, the kid that looks like he's 16. In traffic news, go out and drive wherever you please. Just wear a helmet and bring a change of underwear. In weather news, spring is in full gear here in southern New England. The daisies are plentiful, and that means so are the striped bass. And of course, the red snappers are always a sight for sore eyes. Well, coming up at 6:20, 40 minutes for the hour here. Currently 67 degrees here in the city by the sea. And always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Cliff Hudson, over and out.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you, buddy. He's awesome.
Yeah, Cliff's awesome, man. We love you, Cliff. We love you. So, Nate, we're going to jump right into, since we're here, we're going to jump right into it. So
yes,
donate. We got our
Michelle.
Come on, pick in, Michelle. One. Michelle's got a pick. Tell here me. We go. Is she there?
Come here.
We got to get her in. So we got Nate. Random thoughts and observations. Just saying. Joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
There you
here
go.
We go. A guy asked his wife, "What would you do if I hit the lottery?" She replied, "I would take half the money and run out the door." He said, "Great. I won $10 on a scratch ticket. Here's $5. Now get the hell out of here."
You know, real quick, that was a senseless crime. That was good.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good one, though. That was good, right? That was a good one. It was.
All right. Do, point. What'd you just do? Joke of the week?
Yep. So we got random thoughts.
Random thoughts.
All right. When it comes to best friends, why is it that men get dogs and women get diamonds? Who the hell came up with this damn system anyway? I don't know. I'll take the dogs, though. I don't know. I'll take
any day.
Yep. Yes. And then our last one, just saying. My great-great-grandmother passed away while doing a 20-mile marathon. Well, at least she had a good run. Just saying. Thanks, Uncle Jimmy, as always.
Yes. Thank you.
He just did a set, a 45-minute music set over in Bristol during a thing they had over there. He was up there playing his guitar for like 45 minutes, dude, for people. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, but does he not think he's good? I remember he played your birthday party.
Yeah, he
awesome.
I tell him all the time, I'm like, "Jim, you're ready to go." Like he's got a 45-minute to an hour set of music.
Yeah.
And he has it all like memorized. Like I always hear him practicing all the time. Like he has this stuff memorized, dude. He is so good, but he refuses to he just doesn't want to hear it. Like he's, "Oh, I'm not ready." I'm like, "Jim, you can get the hell out there and just do it."
Yeah.
They'll love you, man. They love you. People still talk about my birthday party with him.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
How much did you hire him for? How much was he? I'm like, "Nah, I'm not my buddy, man. He did it for free."
Should have said $3,000 when I hire him.
But don't tell him that though. Don't tell him it's $3,000. You know, he's very humble.
Yeah.
So we'll take Nate. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take $2,500. Give him the $500.
There you go.
Oh shoot! I just told him our plan.
Right.
Hey, here we go, Nate. Notable deaths today. I just added this in, so we have a notable death. Nate, do you know who Susan Baclini was?
Now,
you know who she was?
No.
So she died at 70. She just died. And a hint, she didn't die from a shark attack. She died from a heart attack.
Was that the girl in the beginning?
Of Jaws.
Jaws?
Yep. Yep.
That was really?
Yep. That's her. She died. I think she just died either yesterday. I think yesterday she died or she died of a heart attack. Yep. At 77. Yep.
Do you remember what Jaws was made? How scary that was?
Very scary. I mean, you were afraid to go in the water. It was very scary.
Yes. I still watch it now. I love that movie.
Yeah. Tim saw it in the movie theater, and I remember he was scared to go in the freaking water. Saw that movie, dude. Yes, yes. That's how scary it was, dude. But I don't want to say this to be mean, dude, but I saw a recent picture of her, and she did not age well.
No, right.
Not age well. So,
right.
So if anybody's interested in seeing what she looked like now, her name is Susan Baclini. It's B-A-C-K Linie, back Linie. Okay. Died from a. She was the girl in the beginning of Jaws that died. Jaws basically ate her up and stuff like that.
She got. They were skinny dipping her and the, and
yes,
the
kid. Well, she was.
And
yeah.
The kid was. He was too drunk to go in. Yes. Or he, yes. Okay.
Dude, that was such an emotional scene. Even now, like I think in the whole movie, that was the most scariest part.
Yeah.
The whole thing of Jaws, like you were like actually like you can feel like every yes. bite. Like she was so good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you could feel every bite that she was getting. You could, oh, dude, it gives me the creeps even now when I think about that for that part of the movie, dude.
And did you know that I think what's his name? Spielberg, because he directed it.
Yep.
The guy, they show a part of a guy who just stand there. He looks like he's all dumbfounded.
Yeah.
He's the actual owner of that marina.
Really?
He kept him in. Yeah, he just stand there. If you look at him, you're like, this guy's an idiot, but he was the actual owner.
Really? Oh, I didn't
he
know
just
that.
Just had him in there hanging. Yeah.
Really?
I'll have to play it and take show a picture and show you. Like, take
yeah,
a
that's
picture.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, that will be that. I mean, the Jaws 2 was okay, but then the rest of it was stupid. But Jaws
2 was scared of shit. That's when he bit to the electrical cord, right? Like,
yes. That was kind of dumb at the end, but.
Well, yeah.
He's up. Remember, was that the one? Wait a minute. Was that the one he was the electrical cord? No, wait a minute.
Thought so. Was where it he was banging was on the thing and he had a bite. It was like a big electrical.
That's right. Yeah. Because the first one, when he ate what's his name?
I loved him.
Not Brody, the old guy.
I know who you mean.
Right? He ate
the
him.
The speech about the World War II ship going down.
Yes, the USS Indianapolis, yes.
How about that speech, though? That kept you, like, captivated. Like,
yeah, it did keep you captivated. And if you ever watched the story, there was a thing about the USS Indianapolis. There's a thing on YouTube or something about that. Dude, they talked to the actual guys there. Dude, as a Navy guy, that's, like, your worst fear is you're in the water, dude, and you're getting eaten by shark, dude. Those guys went through hell.
I heard a guy went. I don't know if it was him saying it, but he said he went up to his buddy.
Yep.
That thought he was talking about.
Yep.
His whole body was gone. It was just his head bobbing. He thought,
He said he went up to his good friend.
That's it.
He went up to him. He was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And then he went to touch it. He bobbed up and down like
yes.
And he flipped over, and his legs, everything was gone from the waist down. Was gone.
I can't imagine that.
Like, no, dude, I can't. They went through. Well, we could talk about that another day, but what those do was horrible because we forgot they were forgotten about. You know the U.S. Indianapolis what their job was, right? You know what they were doing.
It was a secret thing, though.
Yeah, they were delivering.
Nobody knew about it.
They were delivering the H bomb to drop on Hiroshima. That was their job, and nobody knew about it. It was so top secret that when they went down, they got attacked by a Japanese submarine.
Yes.
When they went down, they were lost for 3 days at sea, and nobody knew about it because they were so top secret. The Navy just didn't even know where they were. Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Is it true the Japanese guy felt bad for them because he heard them screaming? Is that true?
It could be. I mean, they actually do. In that documentary, I'll see if I can find it for you. But in that documentary, they actually have his daughter, the commander of that sub.
Yes.
His daughter and wife are actually on there being interviewed, and they actually talk about him and how he felt afterwards and all that. So it's very interesting.
Yes. He said he heard the screams of him. What is he going to do?
Horrible. Yeah, what they went through. But we'll talk about that though. But that's not a way to go, man. Not a way to go. So horrible. So Nate, notable birthdays today, Nate. Notable birthdays for today. I don't know why I say April 8th, but that's not true. It's actually
I hear you. I know what you mean.
May 13th, right. But we have, Harvey Keitel, Nate?
Of course.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel, National Treasure. He was the FBI guy.
Pulp Fiction. Remember him in Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Harvey Keitel, 85, turns 85 today. Stevie Wonder, Nate, turns 74. I don't care for this guy. I think he's an idiot.
Me either.
Late night show host Stephen Colbert turns 60.
Yeah, Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker turns 50. I'm not sure who he is, Nate. Darius Rucker.
That's Hootie and the Blowfish, I believe.
Thank you. Darius Rucker turns 58.
I can't believe he's that old. Okay.
I know, right? This guy's a more. He has the dumbest look ever, but Robert Pattinson from Vampire Diaries. No.
Did you see?
No.
Yeah, but did you see the new Batman with him in it? I thought it was good.
I liked him in it. I liked
me
him
too.
I did like
I
him
it was
in
awesome.
It. Awesome. Very brooding, but he definitely fit the part great because very brooding.
Yes.
But he was from Twilight, right? He was in the Twilight
show. That's him.
But yeah. Dude, he was like, I always told Brittany was in love with him when she was in school.
Oh my God, yeah.
And all the kids. I said, how do you love him? He looks, he's got the stupidest look on his face all the time. You know, he's looking like he's taking a dump or something like that. I can't stand it. And then drummer Andy Williams turns 52. He's from the Casting Crows.
Casting Crows, right.
Bassist Mickey Madden turns 45 from Maroon 5. And Nate, whose birthday was it today? What boxer's birthday today?
Today?
Yep.
Oh, now you're going to kill me. Who?
Joe Louis.
No, it's not, is it?
I just dropped my water again. The third time I dropped my water all over my shit. Damn it. I just dropped all over my keyboard for the second time today.
Is that okay? That doesn't ruin it?
Well, hopefully it doesn't. If I go off the air, you'll know why, dude.
Right.
Oh, hold on. I got to look this up because I could have sworn he had his name on there. Am I right? Nate?
Oh, yeah, you are right. Okay.
Yeah, Joe Louis' birthday.
You would think I would know that considering I'm a huge Joe Louis fan.
That's what I thought. Dude. I thought for sure I wasn't going to stump you on that one.
And how about I looked ahead and looked at that and I typed in on Google boxers' birthdays. It didn't say, but it was only giving me a live ones. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
All right.
Well,
Nate, Joe Louis, my man.
Yeah, Joe Louis. Yeah, I know. He's awesome, man. He got Nate, if I'm not mistaken, right? Did Braddock beat him?
No, he crushed JJ Braddock.
Oh, but he did. Also, it was Braddock, and then he beat Braddock.
Yeah, Braddock came to heavyweight, then he beat him to win it. Okay. He said, I mean, Joe Louis was a really, really good guy.
Yeah, I heard that.
He said JJ Braddock was the toughest fight he ever had. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
But he got, I don't know if you remember Max Schmeling.
Sounds familiar.
He was like Germany's go-to guy during the war.
Okay, yep.
Schmeling, I don't know if you remember, Schmeling beat him, and then he came back 2 years and destroyed, and we watched it, me, you, and Duke. I don't know if you remember, he hits him and Schmeling's face just goes back and forth real fast.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that.
It was a rematch. He killed in like a minute. He destroyed him. But Max Schmeling, to set the record straight, was not a Nazi. He detested, but he was from Germany. What is he going to do? He would have got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And him and Joe Louis became they were real close friends. He would pay for his hospital bills later on in life.
Okay.
People always tell Max Schmeling was a Nazi. It's not true.
Okay.
He was just from Germany. Like, you're right. So,
well, that was the same thing with a lot of the people. Some of the people now, like when they were younger, remember in Germany they had the Hitler kind of teenager thing. They had like teenagers with like,
yeah,
it was kind of like ROTC.
Yes. Yes.
And people call them a bunch of Nazi, but they really weren't. It was just part of the schooling thing. They didn't have a chance.
Yeah. No, they're following orders or you get killed. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Papers. Well, that's happening now. That's going to start happening soon, bro.
Well,
that's a topic for another day.
Well, the whole border is a whole topic too. But
please, bro. But hey, everything's okay. Everything's great.
Yeah. Well.
All right, Nate. Shout outs with the big name.
Oh, we're not. What about 80s trivia? You don't want to do it?
We're way over here. People
are come on, we're good.
People are going to start off pretty soon. So,
are you ready, Andy Z? Our boy, of course, the bug guy is Bill and Carl. Brian Evans, him and his kids. Who did I say his kids last time? Well, it doesn't matter. Chad Bidwell, Ryan Phillips. That's Ari's boyfriend, by the way. Uh-huh. Our boy, Joe Dowdy, who is that mystery email.
Okay.
He might be leaving it like that because he's awesome. He's just a strange dude.
Okay.
Allie Burke and her husband, Justin. Tony West and his kids listen. Of course, our mother, father, and Aunt Carmen.
Yep.
DePietro's Pharmacy. Uncle Jim and Cliff.
Yep.
Billy and Wendy Davies. Tom Borthwick. Justin Morgan. And I think Justin's doing really good, by the way. He's one that, you know.
Good.
AJ Frushon. He's the one that made us the logo.
Yes.
And our Corsair girl, Daria. And she needs prayers, by the way. I think she's doing good. But I think she's, she's doing good now.
Okay. All right.
Gordon family. That's Matt's lifelong friend.
Yep.
Leaky Pipes, Frank Lesneski, Plumbing and Heating. And his dog, Tishka. He loves that friggin' dog. Oh, God. Irish Gene Reed. I kicked his ass when I used to spar with him. Josh, my work husband, Sarnowski, and Mike Wharton. Paul McDonough, Westside Auto Pros. He does it. That's my boy.
Nice.
Yeah, right up here on Jackson Street in Scranton.
Okay.
And, of course, Sons of the Hunt, Jay and Mark.
Yep.
Clint Griffiths, John Damiano, John Ficina, Next Level Detail. He cleans your car, 570-877-0408. If you want your car done perfect, believe me, he'll do it. Dave Petrozillo. Julian Shreds. I don't know. I told you about him. Julian, he's on Instagram. He plays guitar. He's like 14. Kicks ass. I'll have to send it to you. Julian Jones. If you go on Instagram, he'll pop up.
Okay.
PJ McDonough. He's actually PJ's Paul McDonough's son. I used to train him. He's probably one of the smartest kids I know. He said he loves our podcast. So he could probably be our next go-to checking facts, because he's good with that shit.
Okay.
Stop. Bobby G. What the fluff? That's who takes care of Daisy.
That's right. Yes.
We got a new listener at work, Pete Zielinski. I guess somehow they found it at work.
Really?
They're listening. I have no idea how.
They said
they loved it. So
nice.
I mean, not at work. I mean, I'm out in their car. Sorry.
Nice.
My man, Kyle Mulrain, Dr. Galella, who I miss, Ryan Griffiths, and always thank a veteran. Always thank a veteran. That's it. And, well, I always forget my man, Dave, who hates us. But
yeah, our buddy Dave.
Speaking of him, have you heard from him at all?
Nah.
Stay
lately. maybe we gave up on us. Yeah,
we discussed him. Yeah,
but we're not going to give up on you, Dave. We're going to say hi to you all the
time. No, I want to. Yes,
until you respond to us, Dave. We know you're listening. We know you're a secret. We know that you're a secret listener.
Definitely.
We know you are.
So Nate, us canceled.
Yeah. So Nate, before we get going, Nate, if we can, real quickly, let's just talk about again our local businesses. Nate, you just mentioned a few just now, but let's talk about the two that have been with us for a long time.
Yes.
Before we talk about that, don't forget, folks, hit the like button.
Yes, please.
The more that you like, the more you share.
And follow us.
We are now, Nate, again, when you and I started doing this a few months back, we had about 32 Spotify listeners. Now we're up to 50. We cracked.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
We got 50 listeners now, Spotify listeners now. Yep.
Okay.
So thank you for that, folks. We just want to, again, some of the local bins there, Bill and Carl, the Bug Guys.
Yes.
The Bug Guys with a Z.com.
Yes.
Or email them at help@thebugguys.com. Again, with the Z, 570-855-5335. And Nate, if you could talk about Frank again real quick. He gives a lot of good advice too.
Yeah, Leaky Pipes. That's what we call him at work. But he is – hold on, guys. I'm sorry. His number is – 570-906-0183. Tell him we sent you. He'll take care of you.
Yes. So remember,
and we have John Ficina. He does a detail for your car.
Yep.
He's 570-877-0408. And Paul McDonough, that's Westside Auto Pros. I don't have a number, but if you Google him, it'll pop right up.
All right, cool.
And of course, What the Fluff, who take care of the dog.
Yeah, we'll get them for next time.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Information, but yeah, folks,
write it down.
Yeah, but you know, support your local businesses. They're trying. They're trying as hard as you are to try to get by right now. You know, so I think that's it, Nate. I think we had a good show.
We did.
What do you think, folks? I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please let us know if you didn't. We don't care, but let's. Just kidding. Just let us know what you think about us, everybody.
I would like people's honest opinions. My one friend told me that he was funny. He said, did I tell you this, Matt?
What?
He said, I should stop bringing up old companies I worked for. Cause remember I was the Orkin man.
Oh yeah.
He goes, you should probably stop. Cause you're losing money. I said, we don't make money doing this. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah. You did say that. You did tell me that. Yeah.
So we don't make money. And he said, he sounds like I'm in a tin, like I'm echoing. So, well, I am on my friggin' laptop. I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. How do you? You sound okay to me. I don't know, but
right. Whatever. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but no. But again, thank you. You know, again, thank you for the advice. Yeah, I mean, you know, like we said, I think we said this before, right, Nate, that we don't, again, we don't take any money for this.
No.
Basically, we self-support ourselves. Nate and I basically.
I love seeing you and I love talking about this
That's what it's about. I mean, really, it's about us just having fun together, talk with each other, stuff like that is really what it's about.
Yes.
And we hope that you all enjoy us at the same time. We try to, hopefully we make somebody laugh out there. That's really
cool.
I mean, if you laughed at least one time during this podcast, I'm happy.
Yes, me too.
I'm happy. Yeah. It made you laugh. We're happy. That's all Nate wanted to do. We got to find out what's going on with Tim. We don't know what's going on with him. We do text him in the morning, let him know the show's when the show's going to be. But we don't get back, so we just don't know.
I texted him a day before.
So I'm not sure what's going on, Tim, if you're listening to or not, but we got to get you back on, bro.
Yes.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Yeah, he's talking about smart people. He's good with that politics stuff. He'll tell us what's
what's
right and what's wrong.
Music and politics. He's good with all that stuff, man.
Well, music is, want him and him and Brian Evans to go head to head.
Right?
Yes.
Well, and like I said, Nate, for those guys out there listening, I'd love to meet some of you guys. So I'm hoping Nate will be around and meet some of you. Like I said, we're going to be around. I'm going to be down there like the week of July 8th. So hopefully I'll be able to meet some of you guys out there. And Nate can take me around to introduce me to you guys. So
yes, Matt, real quick, Westside Auto Pros.
Yep.
If you want your car done, he's honest, it's 570-342-1486. Tell him Nate and Matt sent you.
All right, cool.
All right, want me to read it again?
Go ahead.
570-342-1486.
Yep.
Website, WestScrantonAutoPros.com. All one word.
So remember this, folks. We have Bill and Carl from the Bug Guys that will take care of any infestation that you have.
Yes.
They'll even take care of your significant other if you want them to. Then you can contact Leaky Pipes, and then he can help you. He can help you then take the product and put it and cement it into the ground.
Or you could flush it.
He can help you flush it down the sewer. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you need some groom, we can have What the Fluff can groom the body for us.
Yeah.
And then we can have Westside Auto Pros. They can help us either. We can put in the trunk and they can get us to the destination we got to get to. So look, we got a lot of good businesses to help us out with that. Okay.
You know, you bring that up. I always heard as a kid that Jimmy Hoffa was buried in the Naples junkyard.
I heard that too.
Maybe Paul knows about that. We can put somebody in a trunk and get him up to Naples.
I heard about that too.
Yes.
Yep.
I remember that as a kid.
Yep. But I think
are we at? I think that's it.
We got to get going. People are going to be trying.
I know. How long are we at?
Oh, dude. Well, we got to be in almost 2 hours.
Good.
Yeah, we're there, man.
Good. I like listening to it when we're done. All right, brother. I love you.
All right, I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Don't need any kids. Myself, I said,
all right, love you. All right, bye, everybody.
Love you too, brother.
For listening, folks. Take care.
Yes, thank you. Hit like and follow us.
Yes, please. Bye-bye.
All right.